On Yantif, it says, V'yayi marishayim mikukredish yamashim mikukredish yelachem, kol malacha lo ye aseh vahem. So it doesn't say kol malacha lo taseh vahem, you should do malacha. It says kol malacha lo ye aseh vahem, no malacha should be done. So Rashi says, lo ye aseh vahem, afilu ayideh cheirim, it means even other people. The reason why they say you shouldn't do malacha, but it says malacha shouldn't be done, means even other people should not do malacha. So what is this? Who are these other people that Rashi is referring to? So Ramban right away discusses this Rashi. He says, "V'lo havi noisiz it." So page Zayin in the Kuntres. I don't understand what is Rashi referring to. Shim ha'cheirim elu Yisrael. If these acheirim refer to Yisrael, he masim zharim lazet. They themselves have an iser. He says, if you get something to do an iser, so you're ever lefniver. And look at the last word on the page. Ve'im achem halalu gayim. And if we did it, tell me the Rashi means these achem are gayim. Ein onu muzharim b'tayra amalach shal gay klal. Loi b'yamtif v'loi b'shabbos. Ela sheish b'shvus m'divrein. Im amir shalonu kimay sh'amru amir l'gay shvus. V'zeh dover mavur b'gemara. So he says that if they're referring to gay, it's a problem because the Gemara always says that even though Amir La'akum is Osir, you're not allowed to tell a guy to do Malach on Shabbos, that Amir La'akum is a Shvus. It's an Issa D'Rabbana. So how could Rashi say that that's the Pshat in this Pasuk, Lo Yeh Osir, means even other people can't do Malach for you? If it's referring to you doing Malach for you, he can't do it, nothing to do with whether or not he's doing it for you. And if it's referring to a guy, the Issa of Amir La'akum being Amir La'akum, even though it is Osir, it's only Osir D'Rabbana. And then he brings down a mechilta, that the mechilta seems to indicate that it's a machloikis if Amir La'akum is also midrais and midrabanan, but he says that we lemaisa holds also midrabanan, and therefore Rashi, if he brought down this mechilta, should have pointed out that it's a smacht. Now there's a shaila in the Farshi Rashi in general. There are a number of places in Rashi, in his Pirush Al Torah, where he explains the pasuk using based on an asmachta, on something which the Gemara seems to indicate as an asmachta. For example, it's a famous Rashi. The Rashi says that there's a pasuk for Malchus Zecheres and Shayfus, even though the Gemara says that saying the Malchus Zecheres and Shayfus is only Derabonon. So there's generally in the Mefarshi Rashi and Chumash. And this is one of the cases. There's generally two mahalachim. One mahalach is that Rashi will explain, for example, in this case, there is a man, the Alan Mechilta, who seems to hold an Amir La'akum is deraisa. Now, we don't pass like this. The Gemara never even mentions this man, Damar. The Gemara always says Amir La'akum is a shvus. But there is such a sheet in Mechilta. So the Re'aim says over here, the Rashi explains the Pasuk according to this Das Yachid, even though we don't pasuk like that, but that's the Pshat that fits best into the Pshut Shel Mikra. So therefore Rashi always says that I'm always quote whenever I quote a Medrash, I'm always quoting the Medrash that explains the Pshut Shel Mikra. So even though we don't pasuk like it, but Rashi is explaining the Medrash that fits in best with the Pasuk Pshat and the Pasuk, and that's why Rashi brings down even something that we don't pasuk like. That's one mahalach, and that's how their aim goes over here. That's he argues on that. He answers Mas Kash by saying Rashi is explaining the based on that mandam mechiltu holds it is also in their isa, even though we don't pass like that. Other mefarshi Rashi say based on a famous ritva in Rosh Hashanah, the ritva says that any time we find in the smachta ba'alma is not pshat that the rabbanon stam wanted to make exer the rabbanon and they found a place in the Torah where they could sort of hang their hats on. Rather, a lot of times the Torah said something in a way that's not a drasha gemura, that's not an explicit drasha, but it's as a remez in order to tell the chachamim that this is something that the Eibishter left for the chachamim to be misakin, but it's the ratzon haTorah that the chachamim should be misakin it. So based on the Tva, a number of Farshi Rashi say that a lot of times the Rashi explain the psukim based on a din d'rabbanan, even though whatever is mufurish because of ad d'raisa, says because Rashi is saying that it's the pasuk come to Miram is this inyan, which even though the midina is d'rabbanan, however it is d'raisa. However, it does have a remez in the Torah, and that's how Rashi explains it. that would also be that machlokes, I think, would apply over here as well. It is interesting to note that the Chasam Sofer says that even though we paskin a mir la'akim is only in the rabbanon, there is, according to many Rishonim, at least a hecha timtza where it would be also deraisa, and that's based on the Ramban Shita, which the Ramban mentioned at the end of his words over here. That the Ramban says that even though in general the Isser Shvus is the Rabbanon, he says there's a general mitzvah deraisa called Shabbosin, which means that Shabbos is not supposed to be, and Yontif as well, is not supposed to be like an everyday. So he says, the Ramban says that even though there are many things that are awesome Shvus, but if a person his entire day he's doing Shvusim, he's over the mitzvah, say, of Shabbosin. So the specific acts are only Isser Rabbanon, but the general Isser is an Isser deraisa. So the Chasam Sofer says, according to Ramban, if a person runs his business on Shabbos completely through Amir Lakum, he doesn't even pick up a piece of mukzah. All he has a guy, he has a manager guy, and he sits in the office and he tells the guy everything what to do. The Chasam Sofer says that Amir Lakum will be awesome deraisa because that'll be a bittel of the mitzvah of Shabbosin. But Vinishvi, the general Isser of Amir Lakum is only Dirabonon. So the question is, what is the gather of this Issa Dirabonon of Amir La'akum? So there's a it seems to be a number of Shitas in the Rishonim. So one is, we'll start with the, let's go in order of the Kuntras. There's a Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, where the Rambam says, also loy milanachri las lona malacha b'Shabbos, afal pisha'ina mitzuvah ala Shabbos, Vafel pisha amalei mikaydim haShabbos, al pisha in tzarach leisim malacha, alach haShabbos. So he says, even though you told him before Shabbos, and even though you don't need this malacha done on Shabbos, still it's also in the v'seifrim, derabonon, kidei shuti haShabbos, kala b'neim v'yavoy lasas lasas. The Rambam says, a tam ha'isser. That's the reason for this is that Shabbos shouldn't be kala by you, meaning even though the Bessel is nothing wrong with a guy doing malacha on Shabbos, the Shabbos should not be in order. The Shabbos shouldn't be called by you. Therefore, the Chum Asit. So the Ram really doesn't say what the Isser is. He gives a reason for the Isser, but we'll see how the Sana Achreinim understood. Shad Achreinim had to understand this Ram. We have a.
What's not clear?
I mean the Ram says why Chazal asked it. The question is. Right, no, that's why Chazal asked it. That's why Chazal asked it. The question is, what is the get this? Did they ask it? We'll see in a minute. There's a Shad and Achreinim. Is it that they asked the Amira or they asked the Malacha? What exactly is the. We'll see. There's a difference in the Achreinim, what the gather of the. How to understand the gather of the Isser.
Well, which means that he said the mirror and the malach was never done, it was not over.
So, right, so that's the question. For example, let's say that's one of the nidainim let's say you told the guy to do it and he didn't do it. Were you over this Amir Lakum? So, if, for example, according to this mechilta that's based on kol malacha lo ye'asim, malacha should not be done, if you told the guy to do it and he didn't do it, you definitely don't have the Isser, right? What about, according to the Rambam, that Shaliyeh Malacha, Shaliyeh Kala, Shabbos Kala, so the Reb Vosna is if you would have that in such a case. Just to bring out the point, there's a Rashi in Avodah Zarah, it's on page Chavav in your Kuntres. The Rashi says that the reason for the Isser of Amir Lenachri is V'davar Dabar, Shaliyeh Diburcha B'Shabbos K'Diburcha B'Chol. So Rashi says, just like you're not allowed to discuss doing malacha, the David obviously is not allowed to discuss doing malacha on Shabbos. Similarly, you're not allowed to tell a guy to do malacha on Shabbos. It's nichol on that iser. So the Shevet Halevi says that based on that, avada just telling the guy to do it, even if he doesn't actually do it, would be aser. David Dover, right. What? Right. Right. So there's a Gemara in Bava Metzia that the Gemara discusses, is there an Isser Amira La'akum by other Isurim? The Gemara says, as a case, if you're allowed to tell a guy to be dosh with your para and be chaysimit b'shach disha. So the Gemara clears the shayla. The Gemara tries to be right for Braish, the Gemara's matcha Braish, the Gemara tries to be right for different from a maisa that says that there were goyim who were, it's also to be masaris a behema, there were goyim who were being masaris behemas of Yidden on their behalf, and the Gemara says it's aser. And there also the Gemara says no, maybe he holds that there's a shayla, maybe he holds that that seers is aser for a goy as well. Therefore, it's a problem for the either. The Gemara Maisa does not come out with a clear maskana. Maisa most paiskin paskin that there is an iser amir la'akum by other yisurim as well, not only by Shabbos, which obviously l'chayra would not stim with Rashi in Avodah Zarah that says that the iser is because of David Dover, because this is David Dover, that's obviously specific to Shabbos, doesn't apply to other yisurim. So the pasuk is also pasuk referring to Yotif and Shabbos, right? So there's a shaila. It's a little bit of a complicated Gemara. I don't really want to get into it too much, but there's a shaila in the Gemara. The Gemara in Bamitzia Daf Ayin Aleph is discussing the Isurim of Ribbis when it's done with using a guy as an intermediary, and the Gemara says that at least at one point in the Gemara says if a yid gives a guy money to lend to another yid. Beribis. So even though midiraisa we say ein shlich l'akum, so we should look at it as two separate transactions because the guy can't be a shlich of the yid. So what really happened is the yid is lending money to the guy and the guy is lending money to the yid. So really it should be mutter. The Gemara says it's also because ye shlichos l'akum l'chumra. When the guy l'chumra we said ye shlichos l'akum, and Rashi learns it's mechayik is Rashi minatam. Rashi learns that that's the most constant Gemara also. So that's a big question to be shown.
L'chumra means
midrabanan, or l'chumra means that midrabanan? L'chumra means midrabanan. The Rishayim said, anytime, so it's chal midraisa, it's chal l'kul l'chumra. If it says l'chumra, it means it's only midrabanan. So this is a question, is that specific to ribbis? Is actually, the Ritva here says it is only specific to Ribbis. Some Achrayim learn that it's across the board. If I get it, that's the Shai that we see. The Shai Shiva Pnei Yeshua was the grandfather of the Chedusha Pnei Yeshua, the Mechaber of the Sefer Shas, known as the Megine Shleima. He writes that he asked this Kasha that what's the Gemara Shaila in Bamitzia. If there's an Israel Akum, if we pass the Yeshlich Slakum Lachomer, that's one of the answers that the Chayim say is based on this result. It's only by Ribbis. So now we have another Rashi, and that's in the beginning of Mishnah Shich. The Gemara says that someone's traveling and it's right before Shabbos. He realizes he's not going to make it home for Shabbos. He can take his wallet. The Mishnah says he can take his wallet and give it to a guy. So the Gemara says, how are you allowed to do that? You're not allowed to tell your guy to do malacha for you. So the Gemara says it's the reason is because the Chazal knew that if you're not going to be allowed to do it, you'd end up carrying it. All the ball, all my money. That person's worried about his money. He's not going to be able to hold himself back. So in order, even though be'etzim technically it should be aser for you to give it to a guy, Chazal were matir the iser in this specific case in order to prevent you from coming to an iser deraisa. So Rashi says here.
He's
going to be carrying it. He's going to be carrying it. So Rashi says over here, I mean, it happens to be that the...
So in a caramelist or whatever, if that clearly was just a rabbi, it wouldn't necessarily be a rabbi.
Yeah, we wouldn't necessarily be...
In other words, you're doing an Isser...
So that's how the Shvus, it's a big sugya.
But if it wouldn't be a deraisa, then maybe you'd be over.
Then it'd still be better to tell the guy he's only be sure.
No, maybe the guy shouldn't do it at all. He won't do what he's right.
What's right? I hear.
So it's only the rabbanan in the first place. The iser may not be able to do it.
I don't know. It's a good point. So Rashi says here, Shalom Eisvachi v'harehu shluchay l'sendo b'Shabbos. He's a shliach to carry it on Shabbos. So. Here Rashi says this is Shluchai, which would fit very well with Rashi Bamitzia, that says, the Rashi in Asian Eshel, that says, Yesh Lich Slak Luchumra. So the big question is, how does this stem with Rashi in Avodah Zarah that says the Davar Davar. Rashi says it's not because of Shlichus, because of the Isser of telling the guy to do it. So there's a very nice teretz. Ruchanan says it's very bekitzer. Stipulus is more by Rishus. If you look on page Chazayin and Chavches through Lam and Yekutris, so they both say the following teretz. They both say that there actually are two dinim involved in the Isser of Amira Lenachri. One is the Isser of the actual Amira, telling the guy to do an Isser on Shabbos. And one is the Isser of a guy doing Melach of Yom Shabbos, because Yesh Lichus L'Akam L'Chumra. So why do we need two Isserim? So he says, very posh, there's Nafkimis between them. Nafkimis number one is, and really the Beis Meir, if you look at Beis Meir in page Tazayin and Zayin, he says this as Pshat and Rashi, he says that there's a Machlokes Rishonim. Is there an Isser Amira Nachri if you tell the guy before Shabbos? We saw clearly the Rambam says there was. It's Machlokes Rishonim. So the Beis Meir says, and that's what the Buchan and the Stipel both say to answer the Steers and Rashis, that there in fact are two Isserim. There's an Isser of Amir Lakum, the Davar Dover, the actual Amir is Isser. Besides, there's another Isser, Lo Yasa Malacha, of having Malacha done on your behalf by a guy, because Yesh Lichas Lakum Lachomer. So he says, the Nafkmina number one would be, when you tell a guy before Shabbos, which is the case of Misha Hechshich, it's a Shabbos Rishayin had to learn the case, you didn't tell the guy until after Shabbos began, but the pashtus of the Gemara, the pashtus of the Mishnah, is we're talking about, you're going to tell the guy before Shabbos. So he says, in that case, Rashi holds, there's no Isser of a Davar Davar. Davar Davar is, you cannot say on Shabbos things which are not Shabbos dick. Telling a guy to do malacha on Shabbos is not Shabbos dick. Therefore, you can't say on Shabbos. If you're telling the guy 5 minutes before a shkia, do this malacha for me, no problem with Davar Davar. There's another problem. When the guy's actually doing the malacha, bishlichuscha, yeshlichus lakum lachomra, the guy's doing malacha on your behalf on Shabbos. That is why Rashi here needed this isser of Areg Shluchai Lusenu B'Shabbos. That is the that part of Rashi. Masha'en Kane, the Rashi in Shabbos, the Rashi in Avodah Zarah, where Rashi is discussing the general Isser of Amir La'akam. So there Rashi says, the David Dover, and he says that Rabbi Chanan says would be Aser, for example, even if you're telling a guy to do malacha during the week. You're telling the guy, can you come to me, can you do this for me, Matzah Shabbos? Or something that necessarily doesn't have to be, that doesn't have to be done on Shabbos. If you tell the guy, you're telling the guy to do malacha on Shabbos, even if you're telling him the feirish not to do it on Shabbos, or it's understood not to do it on Shabbos, but the fact that, so obviously, obviously, in that case, the problem of shlichus of leyas malacha does not apply because the actual malacha is being done bechel, and the Yisrael himself could do it. There, the whole problem is that you daver dover. So he says that's now if you tell a guy on Shabbos to do malacha on Shabbos, then you have both problems. Then you have the stipel much is why does Rashi pick the Avodah Zarah when Rashi discussing the general isser of Amir La'akam, why does he pick that one of David Dover, L'chayra? The Gemara of Itzar is talking about where you're telling him on Shabbos, do Malacha on Shabbos, but he tries to blame Shreya L'vaisa, but that's the general Pshat Rashi, that there are both Isurim. Now, if we mentioned that the Rambam says that the Tama Isur is Shle Shabbos Kala Be'enov. So there seems to be Nidan in the Achrayim to learn how to learn the Rambam. Is the Rambam learning a third Mahalach, or is the Rambam just giving the Tam, but the Gedder, the Isser, is a Shlichus. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, which is on page Chaf Hei, and really the Levush here says the same thing. He says, quote the Rambam, And then he says, what's the reason? Shekishanachri Aisa Bashabas Oichsa Bashtichis Yisrael. And Vavo Pishana ain't I'm Shukhsan Kimaisa Minatayro. Even though Midaraisa Shukhsan is not Kimaisa, and it begins the Drasha, how we know that. He says, Mikom Bakim Medivri Seifim Yeshlichis Lunachil Chomra, Midarbanda Ishlichis Togel Chomra. And he says, the remez to this Isser is the Pasik that we mentioned at the beginning, Lo Yeyasim Malacha, that's referred to Yantif, Kolshke Shabbos. And then he fears ice at the end, he says, it's in a smach de ba'alma, because the Isser Drabbanon, Kidei Shaloite Shabbos Kala Be'ene Ha'om, V'yavayu Lasseis Ba'atzmon. The reason for the Isser is that you shouldn't be making on the Isser and come to do Malacha, do it on yourself. So the Shulchan Aruch is very clear that he learns that the gather Isser is shlichus, like Rashi in Avodah Zarah, and like Rashi in the beginning of Mishichshich, that the gather Isser is shlichus. But why were they guys of shlichus lakim l'chumra? Why? So he says that the reason why they were guys is because if we're going to allow you to appoint a shliach, a guy as a shliach to do malacha on your behalf, that's going to bring you to do malacha on yourself. So his understanding is based on a levush, that the Isser itself is not a separate, the Isser itself is the Isser Shlichus. The reason behind Isser is Shlite Kala Be'inov. The Vosner, he has two tshuvas here that they quote. One is very Bekitzer on page Lamar Aleph, one is more Berichus, but he understands that the Ram is a separate reason, and one of the Nafkmi, as he says, is according to Ram, it could be will be Osir just the Amir Levada, even if the guy doesn't end up doing it, because that might be enough. He's bestopping in that might be enough. Kal Beinov. Just one more Nakuda, and we mentioned that in Shitas Rashi. Rashi says the Isser is Rashi in the beginning of Mishnah says it's a shlichus. The Achronim say a svara that it should not be shy shlichus by Melech Shabbos. And he says the reason for that is because the whole Isser Melech Shabbos is not that a Maisa Melech shouldn't be done. The whole Melech Shabbos is that you're supposed to be shayvis. So just like we say, we know there's a klal that any mitzvah shebegufay, you can't make a shliach on. You can't say, you know what? I want to take the day off tomorrow. Do me a favor. Put on tefillin for me tomorrow. Doesn't work. Mitzvah shebegufay. You got to do it yourself. Similarly, that works all the way around. If you tell someone else, obviously that person himself has this, or it's going to be a problem. You tell someone else, do malacha for me on Shabbos. Lemaisa, you're being shaved from malacha. There's no makam to be over the Isser. So the Beis Meir, some sefer, both say the svara. The Beis Meir says that he has a problem. The Rashi seems to say not like that. Rashi does call him shlichus. So some sefer is not bothered by this kashi. He says Rashi doesn't mean shlichus. Rashi just means that the fact that the guy is doing malacha l'daitcha, it doesn't mean the lomdus of shlichus, the shlichus shalvin kemaisai, that the mais is nesiachus to you. Avada, that would not work. Some sefer says avada that would not work by Shabbos. He just means, because sometimes he says Rashi just means that any time the guy is doing malacha at your behest, at your request, that's included in the Isser of Amir La'akam. And therefore he says that Avada doesn't mean shlichus. Shlichus is taka only by ribbis or the like, but it would apply to Isur Shabbos. And he says that Isur Shabbos is taka only the Isser of having the guy do malacha on your behalf. It's only that Isser derabanan, but there is no Isser of something he says, even according to Shitas Rashi, there's no Isser shlichus by Amir La'akum of Isser Shabbos. It would only apply to ribbis and the like, things that were the actually shayich shlichus on.
Okay. Would you bring any proof or any insight from Shvisas Behemta and Shvisas Kalim?
So
there, they're not
Shliach,
obviously, not right.
Right. So the pshat is that the pasuk says you're mitzvah on shvisas behemta. L'mayin yenuach sharcha v'chamarcha. It's not you. It's you're supposed to make sure that your shar is supposed to rest. the Sfarim say that the pshat is that Yisrael, his mamin is also
part of him,
is part of his kedusha, shayach his kedusha, and therefore it's the nesala. But and the pasuk for Shvisas Caleb also learned from we passed in Shvisas Caleb's mutter, but Beishami holds Shvisas Caleb also dashes for such Joshua.
So when you ask the guy to do it, could that be an extension of you? No, is that me'ain that? And then how do you view the request of a guy?
So there is a question. So again, the guy's not yours. There is a shaila. There is a shaila in the Rishonim about now an eved the din has miskisha. So he's mitzvah als himself. But there is a shaila. An eved kenani is a yid.
Right.
He miskisha. He has miskisha. So he's mitzvah on his own shvisa. But besides that, there is a shaila. If there's a guy who's kani to you who you weren't yet a gayer, there is a nidin in the rishonim. Is there an isser of Shvisas Avdai? But that's specifically there because you have a kinyan on him, you own him, he's mechuyev to you, he's meshubah to you. That's different, yeah.
Right.